This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
K2PCB, this is KE2GDQ. How are you on this Tuesday morning?
Well, good morning there, Sir Brad. Cruising along. The snow is, for the most part, gone, aside from some, remnants where the snowplows push it up on the sides of the road. And having pre-started in my truck, it's nice and toasty in here. It almost feels like springtime. You know, I'm thinking, oh, why is the sun not up yet? All in all, pretty good. It was good yesterday. Hopefully it'll be just as good today. Not too bad. How about you?
Doing pretty good this morning. So far so good. I got some exercises done. And then I'll probably, after Karen leaves to go to Stretch Lab, I'll hit the Dodge and take care of the little mistake I made on that. And, then we'll get ready to go shoot this afternoon.
Oh, nice. Not only do you have a plan, but it's a plan to do things that you want to do. Of course, it's a redo. But maybe it'll be even better the next time around. Obviously, it will be with grease, but you can feel good about that then and know it's done right. Yeah, what is Stretch Lab? Is that like an exercise class that you're referring to there, Joy Fletcher?
Not so much an exercise as it's a business where they stretch you. They find out what's tight on you. Not really like a massage therapist or a chiropractor or a physical therapist, but they stretch you, and she seems to really like it, and she says it really helps her.
Oh, that actually sounds quite interesting. I've never heard of such a thing. Obviously, I've heard of chiropractic care, massage therapy, as you mentioned. But with a focus on stretching, besides, you know, where they put your head in a sling and tell you to sit by the door kind of thing, I could use some of that. I could use some stretching of my neck and shoulders on a regular basis. That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, there's a couple of places that are around. One, I think, is in Amherst that she used to go to, but now she goes to one in Orchard Park because after she's done there, then she'll swing by our daughter's house and spend some time there helping her out with some things.
Of course, that's got to be two locations that are not on my way to or from work, but I'm going to have to do some research into that. I know there's the chiropractor that I went to a couple times in Alden, and they have a massage person in there. I wonder if they do that kind of stretching stuff as well.
They might. I've never been to a massage therapist. I know that they had them come in a couple of times when I was at PCB, and there was a couple of guys I worked with, and they were like, oh, this is so great. I'm not having someone touch my body like that. I just freaks me out.
Yeah, I was one of the ones that did partake in the last offering for a free chair massage. That was good, but very short. What did they do, like 5-10 minutes? I've been to a couple chair massagers. Those are nice if you get the right person, and you just sit in one of those like chair contraptions where your face is in a holder and you're sort of leaning forward a little bit, your arms are hanging down. And then you, like for me, it's a focus on my neck and shoulders, and they do. And they go down your back and your shoulders and stretch. And it actually is really awkward at first, but it's nice when you get out of there. The question is it worth the money when you're really tense? Yeah, it's not like, it's it's every other Thursday kind of thing. No. I think I've done it twice. The first one was a gift certificate somebody got me, because I was probably complaining about my neck and shoulders. And then, I don't know how it worked out, but there were four of us. It was Lynn, myself, and my two sisters. We got to talking about it, and we were like, oh, let's go do it. And we went over to the, you know, I forget which place that was, some kind of relaxation place, and they got all the chairs lined up, and it was a walk-in place. We walked in and had it done, and that was cool. I don't remember why or what led us to do that, but, yeah. If you ever get an opportunity to...
Yeah, everyone I've talked to has said that getting a massage is awesome, that it feels really good, and especially afterwards. I don't know, I guess it's just one of those things that I've got stuck in my head that I've got to get out.
Yeah, I'm sure my, not that I'm putting you in any kind of category, but just that mindset, I'm sure my dad would never. My dad won't wear shorts in public. He's out there with denim 98% of the time, dress pants if he's dressing up, and shorts are reserved for at home in your backyard, and it's got to be really hot. And he flip-flops, I think he owns flip-flops, but those are for instances where he's going into a swimming pool. Other than that, it's shoes or sneakers. Very much that way as well. And yeah, somebody else giving him a massage, I'm sure no thanks.
Yeah, it's just one of those. Yeah, it's one of those things I got to get out of my head. Same thing with this mic fright that I have. Just, I mean, between you and Jeff and Ross, I have no problems. I piece of cake. But just to put my call out there, I don't know. I just haven't done it yet, and I've really got to do it. But yes, I'm struggling with that.
Well, obviously you can connect into pretty much any of the repeaters that you hear. If you can hear them and the quality's good, very good chance that you're going to get back into that repeater, and you'll be able to talk to those folks. Did you ever install the EchoLink app on your phone?
No, I have not installed the EchoLink app.
The reason I say that, and it might sound a little weird, especially if you're saying that you're mic shy, and one good way to conquer mic shyness is to just get on there and call for people. And the one of the problems, and it's not a problem, but one of the things with that is you don't know who you're reaching out to. You don't really know if they want to talk. Well, I guess if they didn't, they wouldn't pick up the mic themselves. And butting into someone else's conversation can go either way. If they're interested in having another person join, if you can add to the topic. But if it's just intrusive, then it's not really welcomed. But why talk on a system that's broadcasting globally if you don't want other people in your conversation? So it can be touchy. On EchoLink, if you have the app installed, obviously you have to apply for an EchoLink account first, but they have something called EchoLink CQ. I'm going to drop it a second here. Well, on EchoLink, to get an EchoLink account, obviously you have to have a license, anywhere in the world license. And with the EchoLink CQ, first of all, the app can log you into any of the conferences that are going on around the world, but specifically this EchoLink CQ, you click into this one-on-one chat room, or you get into a queue. And basically, if someone else has also clicked on that button, it'll randomly connect you. And you are now linked into a conversation between two people, both ham radio operators. It's only you. and that person. You're not connected into the world, so it limits how many people are listening in. And they also wanted to talk to somebody on the radio, sort of, but at least another ham radio operator, and it's a way to start conversations one-on-one with people without that feeling like everyone's listening. You're only talking to that person. You can continue on that conversation for an hour or a minute, depending on how it's going. And that's kind of a fun way to play around. I've done that before, and you might like that as a way to break the ice a little bit.
It's Radio Russian Roulette, KC2NVM.
That is exactly what it is. Yes. K2PCV. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning. Those chair massage chairs are the most comfortable chairs ever. I had one about a month ago at the Galleria Mall. I was just kind of walking around doing Christmas shopping. And I'm like, you know, my neck and shoulders could, I sat for a half hour. It was divine. And she was like all of like 5 foot nothing Chinese. Barely spoke English, but absolutely felt like she was a linebacker for the Buffalo Bills.
There you go.
Everyone says that the massages are great. I don't know. Just kind of freaks me out. I guess I'm just kind of weird.
Not weird. Massage is kind of an intimate thing. And if you have a nice, strong relationship with your wife or whatever, and you don't want to share that. So it's... I don't look at anyone, you don't care for massage. I don't judge you for it. Jen and I, we've gone to the same person for massage on different occasions and just had wonderful experiences.
I will tell you that Lynn and I have done a couples massage where they have you in a room, two tables, two therapists, side by side, and... That can be cool, interesting, and it was maybe a little awkward because when we were in there, I was, that's good. A little too much. Lynn commented about it. She was thinking that maybe she didn't get as good of a therapist that I got, or maybe I was enjoying it a little too much, one of the two. But that was interesting.
Or your body's just that screwed up to where the pressure they were putting was just ecstatic.
Right, and you have to go into it with the mindset that this is a massage. That's what it is. It's not anything more. You have to disconnect from that person, you know, male or female. They're just there to help you, you know, loosen up those tense muscles. And... you think about professional sports players who, you know, will have it done on a regular basis or right there on the sidelines. You know, it's medicinal. So anyway, I'll let you take the mic there, Jeff. Good morning.
It does make sense because I know when I've got sore muscles and I can kind of where I can reach them, I can massage them myself. It does seem to help.
So, I ended up installing Linux over my Windows computer, 100% by mistake. I was trying to install it on the little internally connected 1 terabyte drive that is connected by USB-C. Well, it doesn't act like a normal drive because it's not connected directly to the motherboard. So the computer, rather than installing it to that, it copied the thumb drive over to that, created another thumb drive, and then ended up installing Windows on my 2 terabyte NVMe drive. And I'm in a little bit of a panic because I need a Windows machine. But I was able to install windows, found my key from the original installation, and then luckily I did check the box for backup, so I was able to get everything back with the exception of, like, a couple of those stuff, things I had in the browser. But I have a tendency to go to the same places all the time, so it's not a total loss. But I was up till probably midnight just trying to get that all straightened out in a bit of a panic. And my wife is just looking at me and just laughing, as only she can do.
Oh, yeah, I did see that come through, and I know that panic. Yeah, that is definitely one of the risks about playing around with dual operating systems or more on one machine. That can be risky, and knowing what your drives are called is quite important. So, yeah, that's unfortunate, and it's a good thing you had a backup. So it must have created a backup on the local drive. That's cool. You really lucked out there. All right, I've got 6:45, and we'll turn it back to you guys, and I'll let you continue on. Maybe Ross is out there. This is K2PCB. I'm going to run 73.
73's KC2NVM. I got to go to work. Okay, guys, we'll see y'all later. Brad, we'll see you tonight.
73's KC2NVM and 73's KC2PCB, and is KC2PET out there?
82GDQ, KC2PET, good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Ross. I'm doing pretty good. As I mentioned to Travis earlier, I did some exercises this morning, so I'm feeling pretty good. Got some plans for today. I got to work on the Dodge a little bit, and then, like Jeff just mentioned, get ready to go shoot tonight.
Well, sounds like you got full night planned. Me, not so much. Today, for me, is just work and go home. Play with the kids, about it.
Yeah, you know, in some ways I do miss, I won't say miss work. Don't let me go down that road. I don't miss work, but I do miss some of the interactions I had with the people, and the problem solving and the doing some design work. I do miss that a little bit, but being able to do what I want when I want is so much better.
Yeah, that is kind of nice. I'm playing around the option of early retirement, and at least from PCB, and then just finding a simple little part-time job, just enough for, you know, keep me busy and keep me active. You know, just a couple hours, like my dad had. My dad had made. He'd wake up about 6 o'clock, work for about 3 hours as a janitor at the local library, and go home. And he had the rest of the day to himself. I'm like, that's like the ideal job, kind of like for like pre-retirement, I think. I want to see if I could try to do something like that.
Yeah, that would be perfect. You know, because at one time I had thought, well, maybe I'd get a job at like Value or Home Depot or, you know, Lowe's, something like that, or Cabela's. And then I got to thinking, well, geez, you know, next thing you know, they're calling you to come in. Hey, can you come in because we're short today? You know, next thing you know, I'm not working full time, but I'm working more than I want. So for right now, at least for right now, I'm really enjoying being able to do what I want to do when I want to do it, and that's pretty good.
Yeah, ever since I've came back from vacation from Florida, seems like I haven't been able to catch up. I've been doing 10-hour days for the whole week, and it's getting kind of old really quick here. Hopefully, maybe next week, we'll be caught up to the point where I don't need to work so much overtime.
Yeah, there was a time that when I first got to PCB, I was working 9, 10, sometimes 11-hour days, you know, trying to get everything caught up. And then it got to the point where I realized, you know, work is a never-ending process, and there'll always be something to do, you know. So, yeah, just get the important stuff done. At least that's how I'm looking at it.
Well, trouble thing is my situation, everything's important, pretty much. There's not one, it's not really a situation where I can kind of dart away from either testing or putting wires on or whatever. Whatever I have to do with the amp. So all the processes are important. So it's like you don't really have one spot where you can kind of relax a little bit.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. You know, and when I was there, there was things that I could probably let slide a little bit because they weren't as important. But like I understand in your job, there's always, everything is important and everything has to get done.
And also, we got that new Daikai machine. We've gotten so busy, that thing's just been sitting there, doing nothing. It's been off the whole, we did the programming. I know how to program it and everything. I can set it all up, but it hasn't read actually any product yet. It's been sitting there for about 4 months. I don't know what the upper management solution to that is, but with the increase of throughput, you know, everything is so, you know, so important, so hot for all the jobs. It's like, okay, so those are important, and that machine's there, you know, could be running product. Other than, you know, it's just we're so busy we don't have time to program it, and it's gonna sit there. Probably gonna sit there for another 3 months until maybe eventually get around to it.
Yeah, that's a shame that you've got that big piece of equipment sitting there idle. Kind of was the same way when I bought the tumbler for the 176 line. There was discussions as to where it was going to go. And so until they decided where it was going to go, I didn't do anything with it because it was like, why? You know, why waste my time on that? And then they finally figured out where it was going to go. But the sooner you guys can get that machine up and running, I think the better things would be.
Yeah, I keep saying maybe next month or something. It's probably going to keep getting pushed out. But I guess it's here. I guess that's the important part. I mean, we could program it whenever, but it'd be nice if it was running. And also, my watch seems like my smartwatch is on the fridge. Well, like a little slow, doesn't want to light up right away, and I think it might be on its way out. I think I might get away from the smartwatch thing and maybe go buy just a nice traditional watch, something that's going to last like 10 years or so.
Yeah, I often wondered about that too. Mine wasn't that old, and all of a sudden it was like I had to tap it in order to get it to wake up instead of just doing the wrist motion. And I found out somehow I changed the setting on it. But I'd wondered, when the battery goes in this thing, what am I going to do? Am I going to go back to another smartwatch, like you said, or traditional, like you said, or do I go back to another smartwatch? I don't know.
Yeah, because I've gone through, I think, 2 watches now. Averaging about 2 years per watch. And my Ted's got a 15-year watch. He's still going on. So, I don't know. It makes me almost wonder if I should just go get, like I said, get a traditional watch and just go from there.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of like some of the stuff that my watch tells me, like how much I slept, what my heart rate was when I'm out walking and when I'm exercising, and that's kind of cool, but for 63 years, I got by without knowing all that stuff, so maybe I really don't need it, if you know what I mean, and I definitely don't have it where I get notifications on my watch. I remember being mostly about PCB, that's where, you know, I spent most of my time, be talking to someone and, you know, next thing you know, they're flipping their watch and they're paying more attention to the watch than they were you. So I don't have notifications go to my watch.
Yeah, all the monitoring functions are nice. I'd like that too as well. I like my sleep monitoring, my heart rate, all that good stuff, my stops. That's very nice too. I like having all that stuff. But like you said, you got by without it for years. And like I said, I'm going to keep, you know, keep spending money on these watches that only last for a year or two. You know, I would think to get, you know, I would like to see them, like, at least get, like, if I got 5 or 6 years off of it, maybe I would get another one, but they don't, just don't last that long. And, like I said, then the traditional watch is really just a watch, just keeps time, and they don't do much more than that. But, I have to say, 17 to you, Brad. It's that time, I got to get in. So, KZ2GGQ, this is KC2PT. 17's Brad, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
KC2PET, this is K2GDQ. You have a great day, 73s. Hopefully you can get caught up, and we'll talk to you tomorrow, and this is my final.